tongue holds the power of life and death. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unexpected words from Iran's president to people asking, what's going on? We'll see how it's affecting believers in just a moment. And later, refugee kids are finding more than education when they go back to school. Stick around to find your place in the story. We'll begin today with a look at the recent outburst from Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, which caught many by surprise. Rouhani called on Muslims worldwide to stand against the U.S. and Israel. He describes the latter as a quote-unquote cancerous tumor of the Middle East. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
Mr. Rouhani, who is a relative moderate, rarely takes such confrontational posture towards international players. Iranians are puzzled as to why their president is misplacing his energy and focus on fighting U.S. when they are in such dire economic crisis.
Rouhani's praise for Saudi Arabia also raised eyebrows.
In their Islamic Unity Summit, Rouhani attempted to present the case that Muslim nations can come together to fight Israel and the U.S. But make no mistake, Iran and Saudi Arabia are political, religious, economic, and regional adversaries. It's doubtful for Iran and Saudi Arabia to reach an agreement as proposed by Mr. Rouhani.
They're controversial, but Rouhani's political statements probably won't harm Iranian Christians. However, Ansari says,
the Iranian authorities have proved to be unpredictable and impulsive. We're asking for continued prayers for protection of Iranian Christians and other minorities who are facing systematic persecution across Iran.
Next, have you ever wondered why there are so many translations of the Bible in a single language? Biblica's Hans Kombrink explains how language is constantly changing. It's dynamic, and it morphs over generations. For this reason, most translations need revisions every 20 or 30 years.
We all recognize that today's younger generations speak language that we didn't speak growing up. You know, they have different idioms, different phrases that they use, different conventions of language that they use. And so you can well imagine that a language like English has changed quite a bit since the days of the King James translation more than 400 years ago.
Translation is essentially communicating from one medium to another. It only works well when a message can be understood and is accurate in the new medium, or in this case, a different language.
And that includes language, but it also includes culture and worldview and all of that. So we have to ensure that the communication of God's word in that context remains relevant.
So pray for Biblica's Bible transitional projects and for God's word to be accurately and effectively communicated. And refugee children are finding healing in the arms of education. Tent Schools International's Dale Dielman says,
when people learn, when people begin to see that there is a future, then they want to learn because it's something they can look forward to. So it gives them hope. So it helps them kind of surface out of the present day into, I'm learning for a better future for myself.
Tent Schools initiated a theme for the programs called Schools That Heal. This theme works with teachers as they empower kids who've recently restarted school.
When children, especially refugee children, come into a tent school's supported school, they're coming in with all kinds of hurts. That's why we refer to these as Schools That Heal. We see these as schools that heal emotionally, schools that heal anxiety about academics in that way. But there's also a deep underlying spiritual healing that needs to take place.
Tent Schools is helping kids to understand the value of education and to have hope and trust in Jesus again. You can support these schools of healing by praying for the kids or visit Tent Schools' virtual prayer room to know more. The details can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.